How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction.
What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the Action After episode. This week, we're looking at Bobby Hobert's Action After item, which is very simply strengths, weaknesses, and likes. All right, I'll say it again. Strengths, weaknesses, and likes. This week on the Action After, we're going to dive a little bit into you. Why do you move the way you move? Why do you operate? What are some of the internal workings of who you are? And then how do we take that and go to a place that creates fulfillment in your life, that gets you out of doing something that drains your energy and really brings more energy, more motivation, more drive into your life, and most importantly, more happiness, more fulfillment. And this week, we're going to be breaking it down with four Action After items. The fourth one is going to be a bonus, courtesy of my man, Mr. Babe. But the first Action After item is, you know how we do here, we are big writers. So what you're going to do for the first Action After item is, I'd like you right now to either, you know, take out a pen and a notepad if you're someone that's a journaler or a writer. And if you're not, make sure you just take out the notes section of your notes. All right. And what you're going to do, and you can come back and do the full exercise later, but what you want to do is, when you pull out your notes or you get your notebook out, you want to make three sections, and one section is going to be strengths, one section is going to be weaknesses, and another section is going to be likes. And what we want to do as we go into this writing process is, you want to begin to ask yourself, what are first and foremost some of your strengths? All right, now, few ways that you can find this is, one, you internally may just go, I already know what my strength, I'm good at this, I'm good at that. And if you get a few, and you're still searching, or if you're, you know, doing this exercise and you're going, Stu, I don't really know what my strengths are. And if you don't, that's okay. That's why we're here, to learn those and unpack those. But if you're not quite sure what they are, or you're looking to get some more, a few ways you can start to find out your strengths is, number one, simply go to your friends, right? Who are the people that are close to you, whether it's relatives, your parents, siblings, close friends of yours, and ask them, you know, what do you think are some of my strengths? What do you think are things that I'm naturally good or gifted at? That's one way that you can ask and you can find out. Another way is, start to ask yourself, what are things that people always tell you, wow, when you do that, you're really good at it, or you're always really good at that thing. What are things that people tell you you're good at? Or what are things that when you do it, people kind of sit there almost in a sense of awe? Or what are things that you do that when you do them, there's just like a sense of ease, right? You know, like, for example, maybe a strength of yours is, you're a really good writer, right? And when you write, it's just like things begin to flow, right? And you kind of get into this, like, this zone, this flow. And then when you go try and, you know, let's say if you went and tried to do a vlog and make a video, you just feel like you want to pound your head into the wall, right? That's how you can see your strength is, what are the things that when you do them, they kind of just flow. They kind of just natural. They're kind of just things that come easy to you. And sometimes what happens is, even as we look at this, we go, well, that's not really a strength. I'm not, you know, incredible at it. But if for you, it's easy, and you, it's a flow, that means it's one of your strengths, right? Because it's not something that requires you to bend teeth and nails, or whatever that saying is, to go do this thing. It's rather seamless, right? That's another sign that what you are doing is a strength, because for somebody else, that same thing may be them banging their head against a wall, but for you, it's easy. So therefore, it's a strength for you, right? So that's one column, is you want to ask, what are some of your strengths? Write down some of those. The next thing you want to ask yourself is, what are some of your weaknesses? All right. Now, sometimes as human beings, the way that we're designed is, we're designed to look for what's wrong. So for some of you, when you go make the weakness list, you may go, oh, I know exactly what this is. I'm not good at this. I'm not good at that. That thing I'm really horrible at. This thing. Sometimes that's how our brain works. So these may flow easier. All right. Another way that you can get more weaknesses out of you is, ask yourself, what is something that when you do it is strenuous? Right? Again, what is something you do, like we just spoke about, where when you do it, you want to bang your head against the wall, that's probably a weakness, right? If you're like, you know, whenever I go and I go into like numbers and like, you know, adding things and budgeting or whatever, I just want to like bang my head against the wall. That means that's a weakness, right? That's another way to look at it, right? So ask yourself, what are some of those weaknesses? Make a list of that. And then the third list you want to make is, what are some of the things that you like? Now, as you go into the row and the column in the process of asking yourself, what do you like? I want you to not put any really boundaries on yourself here, right? As we go into this process, sometimes we go, well, what do I like? And we go, well, I like this, but I could never have a career with that. Or I could never do something that would actually pay me for that. Or I could never take the judgment away for a sec. Ask yourself, what do you like? If you like cats, write down cats. If you like bunnies, write down bunnies, right? If you like talking to people, write that I like talking down to people, right? What are some things that you like doing? And make a just, you can make a crazy long list with this, right? Another way that you can ask yourself, what are some of the things that you like to do, is what are some of the things that when you do them, your energy raises versus your energy depletes, right? Like Bobby was saying, he's an extrovert. When he's around other people, his energy grows, right? That's a sign that one of the things he likes is he likes being around people, because when he's around people, his energy grows, right? So what do you do that when you do it, your energy grows? That's one way you can start to ask yourself, what are the things you like? Another way is, what do you do that when you do it, time flies? Like you get into something, you start doing it, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, 2 hours went by, right? For me, an example of that would be snowboarding, right? Getting outside, being active, doing snowboarding, right? For me, I do that, and it's like the whole day goes by, and it's like, where the heck did the day go? Time flies. So for me, that would be something I would put in my like section. I like snowboarding, right? Another way you can ask yourself is, what do you do that makes you feel light opposed to heavy, right? What do you do when it makes you feel light versus heavy, right? Something you do, you just feel good, versus doing something and you just feel like heavy. It feels like just a drag to do it, right? What are things that make you feel light? That's something else you can write with, what do you like to do? All right. So now that you got your three sections, right, you have a list, hopefully, or you're going to go make the list very, very soon, or you're going to pause the audio right now and go make the list because you know you're on the action after and you're an action taker, right? So whichever one of those you're going to do, I'm going to leave it up to you. Once you get that list of your strengths, your weaknesses, the things you like, Babe gave you a few questions, and I want to bring these questions up again so you can really start to think about them as you get clarity on the next step of your life. And one question that you can start to ask yourself is, if money was never an issue in your life, what would you do? I want you to think about that. If money was never an issue in your life, what would you do? And like Babe said, you know, don't say, oh, I would travel the world. And, you know, at some point, when you travel the world and you do all that, your soul is going to want to grow in some way. Your soul is going to want to contribute. So what is something that you could do to grow and to contribute to the world that you would do it if money wasn't an issue, right? For me, where my brain is always gone for this is helping people. I would help people in whatever way, shape, form, or capacity I could. If money was an issue, I would do that. That is what fills my soul. That's why I'm here. That's what I believe. So that's something that I would do if money was never an issue. If someone paid me, like Babe said, $1 billion, I would still go find ways to help people. All right. So ask yourself, what would you do if money was never an issue in your life? And brainstorm on that for a little bit, right? What I'd encourage you to do is maybe throw a song on, one of your favorite songs, for 3 to 5 minutes and just use this as a journal prompt. Now, as you begin writing, in the first little bit, you may go, I would do this, I would do that. And your brain may get stuck, right? You may run into this like writer's block thing. What you want to do is you want to push through that. Put on a song that is 3 minutes long minimum. Could be any song. Shout out to Odeza. I like his music when I'm writing things. So you could go look Odeza up. But write for 3 minutes and challenge yourself to not let your pen lift off the notepad. Because what begins to happen is when you initially start to write, your conscious mind is what puts thoughts down. But as you begin to get into a flow and you begin to continue to write and force yourself to say, I'm going to keep putting stuff out regardless of what comes, it causes you to tap into your unconscious. And that's really where some of the juiciest parts of your desires, your wants, your needs really are. So put a song on for 3 minutes. Right? Again, find something you can flow to, a favorite song. If you don't have a song, go type in Odeyzah on Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, wherever. Listen to him while you write. All right? It's going to give you nice flowing energy and write and answer that prompt. Now, the third action after item is if you're listening right now and you're thinking to yourself, you know what? I'm doing something and I want to find out if this is the thing I'm really supposed to be doing. Right? Maybe you're in a position of your job and you're going, I don't know if this is the thing or if this is not the thing. And you're kind of in this space of like, do I stay here? Do I leave? And you've been having those conversations. If you've been having those conversations, this piece of the action after episode is directly for you. And it's that you want to ask yourself this question. It's similar to part two, but the question here is if you're currently in a job, would you continue doing what you're doing if money was not an issue? Now, some of you in that first split quarter of a second may have went internally and answered that question and gone, absolutely hell no. No freaking way I would not be doing this. If that's your answer, listen to it. If that's your answer, listen to it. Right? If that's your answer, what you do is you go back to part two in the action after here. And you ask yourself, okay, well, if the answer is no, and that came out of my brain in like half a second, and you go, well, no, but really it's okay. Sometimes the initial answer that we get is the right answer, is the true answer, is the honest answer. So if that's what came up for you when you answered that, you want to go back to question two and ask yourself, well, then again, if money wasn't an issue in your life, what would you do? And then go start from that place. Right. And as Bobby said, you want to go start experimenting, trying, doing different things, because you may have, when you just answered this question in part three, right? If money wasn't an issue, would you continue doing what you're doing? If you answered no, one of the most beautiful things you want to grasp and understand here is just like Bobby was saying in our episode, sometimes figuring out what you don't want to do with your life can be so, so, so powerful, because that's going to guide you to getting more clear on what it is you do want to do with your life. So if you answered that question initially, you went, no, I would never do this if money wasn't an issue. That simply means that you got some more clarity on where you can start going and that it's not that, right? And then go back to what would you do if money was not an issue in your life, right? It's kind of like a loop here. So work through those. Again, question three, start journaling through it, right? And if you answer that question, you go, yeah, if money was an issue, absolutely I'd do this. That means you are in the sweet spot. All right, that means you're doing something right. Okay, so that is the first three action after items for this week. The fourth one, which is a bonus, courtesy of my man Bob A, is for those of you that are listening to this episode right now, I would ask in the kindest way and the most loving way from my heart, as Bobby shared, and as I'm going to share and reiterate, if you would please go leave us a review. Right. If you listen to us on iTunes, you can go to the iTunes store, leave us a review. You can leave us a rating, whichever one's easier for you. And if you listen on Spotify, Spotify has this cool new feature where you can actually go give us anywhere from 1 to 5 stars. Right. If you enjoy this show, I would be beyond massively grateful for a rating, for a review, for even just one sentence. You go, this is a bit I got in here. This is something I like. This is something about the energy of this show, right? Just put something in there that you've taken from this or that it's done for you in your life. I would be extraordinarily grateful for you to do that if you are open to it. So that's going to be the fourth action after item this week, which again is a little bonus from our guy, Bob A. And other than that, my friends, that's going to be the action after this week. All right, again, the action after: strengths, weaknesses, likes. Number one, write out on a piece of paper or in your notes section on your phone, what are your strengths, weaknesses? What do you like? You can go rewind the episode and listen to some of the prompts I gave you to really dig into those. Number two, ask yourself, if money wasn't an issue, what would you do with your life? Write about it. Journal about it. Think about it, right? Start to let that flow. The third part is ask yourself again, if you're currently in a job, would you continue doing this job if money was an issue in your life? Right? Answer that question, prompt on it, journal on it, right? And know that if you answer no to that and you're like, you know, I've been in this place where I've been asking myself, is this the right thing, the wrong thing? Am I in the right place or not? Listen to the answer to that question. That's my biggest guidance there is if you got the answer no, listen to it. Take a leap of faith, right? Maybe rip off the Band-Aid if you know you need to make a change and you've been waiting to make the change. Take that as a sign to say, I'm going to listen to that sign, which is here on purpose, my friends. If you're going, this is a sign listening to you right now, Stu, I want to reaffirm that to you, that it is a sign to maybe make a shift, to maybe redirect in our life. All right. So that's number three. And then number four, leave us a review on the iTunes store. Leave us a review on the Spotify app if that's where you listen. And other than that, my friends, that is all that we have for the episode this week. So have a beautiful rest of your day, everybody. Continue going out there, living a fulfilling and a happy life. And we will see you on the podcast next week. Take care, everybody. What's up, my friends? It's Stu, and I have big news. After interviewing hundreds of people on their journey in life and experiencing my own journey to a life full of fulfillment and passion, I finally put together a special guide just for you. And it's called 3 Steps to Finding Direction in Under 10 Minutes. And you can go grab it at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. If you're feeling lost and like you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, this guide will help you figure out exactly what your next step is in just under 10 minutes. You're not alone in this journey, and I'm excited to guide you through this process until you've truly created a life that you love. Go grab the guide at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. I look forward to helping you create your dream life.